In everyday life, our responses to challenges can be a stark contrast to the reaction of the woman who will be part of our discussion today.
That's right. We will be taking a look at the response of Mary, the mother of Jesus, who leads by humble example. As usual, we're here to take your calls. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is that number. And we'll be talking to you live and answering your requests from social media. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
And welcome to Let's Pray. It's the place where you don't have to pray alone. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call with any request you have, family. You know, friends, you can give us a call. Maybe you need His word fulfilled in your life today. You know, it's quite possibly this exact moment that you were meant to be with us for this purpose and for His purpose in your life.
Amen, season. As a community, we've been praying through the Word of God, and that's what we'd like to do today. We'll continue on this journey in just a moment, but for now, go ahead and give us a call. You know that number, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. And let's turn our attention while we're waiting for you to call to Luke chapter 1, verse 38.
And friends, I love this. It's been wonderful to go through and prepare for this week's program on Luke 1:38. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. Now, isn't that nice? Isn't that just like, whoo, that's a wonderful response. But there's more going on there.
Yeah, there's some more context to that. So we're going to dive in there for a little more context. Let's see what Mary's responding to. And it starts in Luke chapter 1, verse 28. And it says, the angel said to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. Yeah. And friends, I want us to be very clear about this. She has an amazing response, but it's not like the angel said, okay, Mary, you'll be safe. You'll be praised for this, the pregnancy. Well, it's going to be smooth sailing, and you're going to be loved for all of this, and you're going to have give birth in a stable environment, and you're going to have the best midwives. I mean, none of that was said to her.
No.
And I think it's so interesting that her response was so beautiful. And I think it's important that we consider the whole scene of what's going on there and her attitude to that.
Oh, yeah. There's so much back there culturally that would leave her in a place of disadvantage for what was happening to her. But we see her in submission to the Lord and saying, your will be done.
Yeah.
And that's what we hope to communicate throughout the program
that's
today.
Right. I mean, she knew her own culture. So as soon as they were saying that, she was thinking of probably some of these things, but her attitude was great. And she says it anyway. I'm the Lord's servant.
Yeah.
May your word to me be fulfilled. And then the angel left her.
That's right.
Ooh.
Man, season, you know, I'm just hearing now, speaking of just this attitude and everything that we're speaking with, we actually have a call on the line.
God.
And so we're gonna go to Ruth. Ruth, how can we pray or praise with you today?
Okay, good evening. Are you hearing me?
Good evening. So good to hear from you.
Yes. I am asking for prayers for my daughter, Samantha.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that one more time?
I am asking for prayers for my daughter, Samantha.
Ah, okay. Your daughter. And what is going on with your daughter there, Ruth?
Yes. She has been back and forth in an abusive relationship for 11 years.
Okay. All right. You know,
it seems to be getting worse.
Okay. And so I am so sorry, Ruth. I'm not catching. There's a reverb. She's in a relationship. Am I hearing that correctly?
She's been back.
Yes, an abusive relationship.
Got you. All right. Well, listen, first of all, we're very sorry to hear that. But secondly, we are so thankful that you are involving your community, your prayer community
yes.
with this, and that you're being transparent. Ruth, you are showing
yes.
the world that Christians, those who follow Christ, have issues still. Isn't that correct? And our families
yes,
have issues. And so, but that's why we have the loving God that we have. He's also, he's always blessing us with good gifts, but he also wants to hear from us and the desires of our hearts.
Yes.
So we're going to lift your daughter up in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, and she also has two kids with her, and they are going through the trauma too, 7 and 8 years old.
Okay.
It's not good for them too.
Wow. Thank you so much for informing us about this. And Ruth, can you do us a favor and just let us walk with you through this journey with your daughter? Can you update us on how God is moving? We always want to hear the prayer request, but we also love to hear what God is doing.
I will.
All
and
right.
I know soon I will be calling you to give your praise report.
Hey,
Jesus.
The prayer
yes.
of faith. That's it. God hears you.
I'm confident. Yes. I've been praying for 11 years. Yes, I know.
Amen. Amen. Wow.
What a journey she's been on for on behalf of her daughter. Praise God for praying mothers.
That's right.
You know, I know we have a phone call, and right before we go there, I'm so glad that Ruth brought up this topic of abuse, because today, Let's Pray Family, we were talking to a gentleman, I won't mention his name, but he has asked for prayer. Here is his story. He says, I have been submitted to physical abuse from my wife 3 times now. He said the last 2 times I've ended up in the ER. So please pray for this brother. We'll call him C. And he has asked that we could pray as a community. And the first thing he said was pray for men that are being abused. So it was not just himself he's thinking of, but others in this group. We know that it happens to male and female alike, and that this is a widespread issue. So in the name of Jesus, we want to lift them up as well.
Right.
So our next phone call is Gloria in Tennessee. Gloria, welcome to Let's Pray.
Prayer request I called in about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Can you remind us of what it was?
I had a request for a prayer about a mammogram.
All right. And your praise report?
Everything was okay.
Yay.
Only thing the doctor wanted to do was take another film to get a closer look at my breast.
Okay. All right.
And
so
I praise God for...
Yes, we're praising God with you, Miss Gloria. So you got the test back. Test results look great. He's going to take another snapshot and see what things look like. But this is a positive report. We're really excited for you. Thank you so much for calling us back. When you get that other report, we would love to praise God with you then, too. So keep calling us. Let's just keep talking about that, okay? Thank you for calling in and for praising God, Gloria. It's great to hear the good news.
Amen.
All right.
We also have Chanel calling. Chanel, it's so good to hear from you. I suspect you're calling back. How can we pray or praise with you?
Hi. I just want to actually to continue praying. I remember I called maybe a few weeks back to help pray for myself as well as my study buddies as we went through our test.
That's right.
I think it was last week we all of us tested either on Monday or Tuesday. So I was just calling to get you guys to continue to stay in prayer with us that we get the best results possible.
Okay.
in this journey that we've come so far in this journey, and we just need to see those past results.
What an arduous process. You're still looking for results. When do you suspect you'll get them back?
Normally, after we take our test, it's normally like a 45-day wait.
Have mercy.
So hopefully, you know, we might get it before Christmas.
Okay.
But I just pray to Jesus that it's good results for all of my study buddies.
All right. Well, we will continue on this journey with you, Chanel, and thank you for continuing to loop us in. And
thank you. And I really appreciate you guys. I really, really do. And Vanessa, I really appreciate her.
She's the best,
you know,
huh?
Just checking on me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
She's the best, huh? We
yeah,
love Vanessa.
Yeah, she is. She checks on me just to see if I'm okay mentally. And I really, really appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. And we're so thankful for you. So we can't wait to hear back from you.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right.
I love it. Thanks so much for calling back and keeping us updated. Our next caller is Trudy in Pennsylvania, I believe. Trudy, I hear you have some news about your sister.
Yes. What I was calling about, my sister, she 2 weeks ago, she had a stroke. And she's in rehab now.
Okay.
She can sit on the side of the bed.
Praise God.
And she can... life is coming back on that left side.
I was going to ask, is there any paralysis? So just a bit, she's still dealing with a little bit of paralysis, but it's improving?
Yes, yes it is.
Praise God. Wow. Those moments, those little victories mean the world. Just that little flicker of hope, the nerves firing,
yes.
And getting to see some of that happening. Oh, I remember some similar times like that with our son as well. So it's really exciting to watch the Lord work those nerves.
Yes.
They grow so slowly and they heal so slowly. So when you get little signs early on, praise Jesus for all of that. We're so excited for you. Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
could you please tell
you.
Me your sister's first name, Miss Trudy?
Her first name is Annette.
Annette. Oh, what a beautiful name.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to continue to lift up Annette, and we're looking forward to hearing more praise reports. Would you mind keeping us in the loop and staying in touch with us?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for this good report. All right, Miss Trudy, we're going to continue to lift her up. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. We'll take one more. We have Wilbert calling. Brother Wilbert, so
Yay.
Good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you, my brother?
Well, I just want to continue to pray for Chase.
Okay.
That the Lord would continue to, you know, just heal him and bless his health. And I want to pray for David also, that
okay.
the Lord would heal him and his health. And just want to help to pray that the Lord continue to help me to follow him and continue to love my fellow man and continue guiding and leading us and just continue to direct our path.
All right, Wilbert. Listen, what I love about when you call, we've watched over the time that you've had these prayer requests to be a blessing to your fellow man, and now we're watching as God puts individuals in your life that you can be a blessing to. So we see him answering that prayer, and I know that that does wonders for your spiritual walk as well. So we will continue to lift you up and ask God to give you that strength and the courage and to bring more people to you so that you can be a blessing and a light. God bless you, Wilbert.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
Amen. All right. Our next caller is Christine in New York. Christine, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
I had called 3 weeks ago for my sister, Sean,
mm-hmm.
who was having a kidney surgery, and I did promise I was going to call you back, but I didn't get any report to give you, but she went to the doctor today, the surgeon, and he gave her a clean bill of health. Everything looked okay. And I just want to thank you guys.
Praise God. What a
thank
mighty God. Are you so relieved?
Yes. Pardon?
Are you so relieved?
I can't hear you.
It's quite all right. I'm sorry. I'm not speaking clearly. Are you relieved at the good news?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Sure. When she called me today, said she just left the doctor's office, it was like a big wave because it's in the family, you know.
Yeah.
And nothing. But I also want to say something.
Please.
When I called the last time, Mario, he took my call and he prayed for me first.
Mm.
And I was not well then. And I said, oh, my goodness, this is the Holy Spirit leading him to pray for me. But I didn't ask to pray for myself. I was asked to pray for my sister.
Wow.
So I just want to thank you guys.
Praise God.
Praise
that
Jesus.
Truly praise God. He knows and he teaches us how to pray, doesn't he, Season?
Exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's
the
it.
Exact words, teaches us how to pray
yeah, that's it.
And what to pray.
Man, that's awesome.
And what to pray. He sure do. Sure do.
It is such
so
a blessing.
I just want to say thank you and thank you to the prayer community. Because this had us in limbo praying, but the family was praying, and I know you guys are praying, and yeah. I just want to thank God tonight, because it's only this afternoon she got a report.
We're so grateful for you, Ms. Christine, for calling us back and for being such a good praying sister for Sean, for allowing us to journey with you. There are so many wonderful things that have happened just in the midst of this phone call. And I think that even though it's blessing us, I know that it blesses the Lord's heart for you to remember. Remember him and to see when he does those beautiful little things like he did with Mario in that prayer. Yes. He sees yes. you and he delights yes. in you. So know that. Thank and you. We're so grateful for you and for being a part of this community. You guys, we really are. It's just such a wonderful community to be a part
That's
of.
It. That's it.
It is.
Thank you. We're
going to be lifting you up as well as your sister as she continues to heal and gain her strength back. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Our pleasure.
Season, I guess we should go ahead and pray.
All right, let's do it. You want to start?
Sure.
All right.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for just the edification that has taken place. Your spirit is present in this place, and we are grateful. Lord, we just want to lift up Ruth, and she is called about her daughter, Lord, who has been in an 11-year abusive relationship. This mother has prayed for 11 years for her daughter, and we know that it is by your hand that her daughter is still intact and everything is whole. Lord, we ask that for deliverance, and we ask it unabashedly that you would intervene now in the name of Jesus. I know that our prayer is no more special than her than Ruth's prayer. But Lord, there are two or three gathered, and there are more. And so, Lord, we ask that you would hear this prayer and that even now you would begin to disrupt all the toxicity and the spirit of evil in that home. God, in the name of Jesus, that you would move through that house and that you would help Ruth's daughter to come to her senses in some way, to be able to place herself and the two children, God, in a safe place. And that you would minister to her husband as well in the name of Jesus, God. We're not looking for things to be separate in that home and discord, but discord is there. But we ask that you would insert your presence and that by doing so, Lord, that all things will work together for good to them who love the Lord, Lord. So thank you for what you will do. We can't wait to see the result. Now, Lord, we ask that you would be with Chanel and the entire team that she was studying with. They are in this long process of waiting on the results, Lord, but I pray as they wait that you would encourage them, that you would prepare their heart and mind for what you will do when they find, for what you are doing. And when they find out, we are asking that for the best possible outcome. We are asking that they would pass those exams. They've studied so hard, but Lord, we ask that your spirit would be waiting there in case that is not the case. Because that's oftentimes when we see you move the most in our deepest, darkest times. And so, Lord, regardless of the situation, we ask that you would minister to them even now as they wait. And then finally, Lord, be with Wilbert and continue to bring individuals to him as he stores your spirit and your love in his heart, God, and give him a word in due season for his for Chase and for David, as well as for those that he walks among. And we thank you for hearing and answering this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to agree with Brother Mario in prayer in the name of Jesus. I also would like to lift up our friend C and the abusive situation that he is also in, as well as anyone else. His request was for the men that are being abused, Father. I'd like to also add the women, Father. Lord, I know that the men don't get talked about as often, Jesus. And so a special request for them, Lord, that you would bring peace and light and love into those situations, Father, because not only do those who are abused need healing, but so do the abusers, Father. You love them both, Lord. You wish that they would both come to know you and be renewed in you, Father. And so we're asking for healing, Father, for repair from the damage that's being done in these situations, Lord. They are not alone. There are so many of us who have dealt with abuse, Father. And Lord, we just ask that you would cover us and be with us and bring us, Father, back into just fullness of life, Lord, from those scenarios. Lord, I thank you for Vanessa, our production assistant, Jesus, to hear how she is reaching out and touching the lives of other people, Lord. We know she is, but to hear the community be touched by it, Father, it's a particular blessing, Lord. So thank you for her. Thank you for her heart, for this community, Jesus, because it shows you. you, and we're grateful for that. For another Vanessa, Father, my friend, our friend at Hope Channel Jesus, her brother is going through some very severe blood sugar swings and issues with possible diabetes, Father, and just some serious things. And so she's gone to be by his side. Lord, we ask that even more so that you would be by his side, mm-hmm. Father, that you would bring comfort in that family. For Gloria, Jesus, she was calling to praise you for the clean mammogram that came back, Lord, as she has one more test to go through, and we're asking that that would bring the same report, Lord. Please go before her and prepare her way and be with her, Lord. Be with the staff, and Lord, I pray that she would sense your comfort and your presence during this time. Lord, for Trudy and her sister, Father Annette, Jesus, thank you that Annette survived the stroke, first of all, that she's seeing glimmers of hope in that bit of movement that she's getting back from the paralysis. Lord, thank you that she's sitting up. All of these tiny, beautiful things, Lord, that are mighty miracles to somebody who's going through it and that we take for granted every single day. Thank you for a praying sister, Lord, and we pray that you would bless and keep Trudy as well, Lord. Whatever's going on in her life, whatever she is sacrificing to be there as a support for her sister, Jesus, we pray that you would tend to those needs in the name of Jesus. And Lord, Christine, thank you so much for her praise, Lord. We praise you for all of these things, for what you're already doing, for your heart, for your love towards these prayer requests. Thank you that Sean has gotten a clean bill of health, Lord, and that these sisters get to rejoice together, Lord, and that they have more time together. Thank you so much. We pray that they would put their hands to your good work and continue to edify the body of Christ and each other in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We've recently received a call from Sal, and he needed God in a big way. Yeah. Let's hear what he had to say.
You know, praising God for our next caller, Sal in Florida. Sal, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Well, a couple years ago, I was diagnosed with a liver type of cancer. It's actually in the bile duct area. And we, my wife and I, decided to go ahead and get the surgery. Okay. But since the surgery, we've been, without exaggeration, back and forth at the hospital due to complications probably 15, 20 times.
Really?
And really, 15, and I don't know. You know, at this point, I'm tired of being sick and tired,
Mm-hmm.
And we are exhausted, both of us. So we just need someone to come in agreement with us.
Yes. Amen. Listen, I hear you saying that you're exhausted, and I cannot even comprehend the kind of tired that you must be going through surgery and complications and mm-hmm. just, it's like your whole world's kind of been turned upside down. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes. And then some.
And then some. Man, Sal, I'm just feeling for you right now, and I think that I'm not alone in that. I know Mario is next to me nodding his head, as well as our entire community. Praise God, it's global. Because
Amen.
I really believe that there is such a beautiful sense when we know that there are so many gathered together praying for us. And I believe that for you today. So
Amen.
Know that you might be sitting in a hospital right now, which I believe you are. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
But you're not sitting there alone, because I believe that the spirit realm is actually more real than the physical realm. And you have brothers and sisters in Christ, as well as the Lord's Spirit himself, who we are corporately loving you right now. Okay, so
Amen.
Please sense. Please, I just pray that the Lord would enable you to sense that and to know that in your heart today. I'd like to just go ahead and pray, if that's all right with you.
Absolutely.
Was there anything else that you wanted to say before I begin?
No, that was it. Just to God be the glory.
Amen. We're looking forward for good news, right, Sal?
Amen. That's Amen. Right.
Amen. Amen. We reached out to Sal for an update.
Yes.
Let's pray, family. This is such an awesome community, and we serve an awesome God. Let's listen to his most recent needs.
Mm-hmm. Last time you called us from the hospital. How are you doing today, Sal?
I am doing okay. I still have a lot of the symptoms that I came in with, and much better now, so that I can be discharged from the hospital.
We spoke earlier, so what did the doctor tell you?
Well, the doctor told me that I had two choices with my current condition. Number one, I could live the rest of my life with a bag. connected to my body through a catheter. That's not going to work. That's unacceptable. The other option is to go through surgery, which is very invasive. And he's a little bit concerned, and I'm a little bit concerned about my recovery. He says, the recovery is about a month, but depending on the patient, that determines that. The surgery is scheduled for next week, next Wednesday. We're not 100% sure what we're going to do. We're basically, my wife and I are both asking the Lord for direction.
Absolutely.
We don't want to just do things on our own. What is it? Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not your own understanding. So we're trying to acknowledge God in everything that we do, because this is really a matter of life and death.
You said that the surgery is going to be on December 4th. Do you know the time?
That's correct. No, I don't.
Okay.
I still believe in the God Almighty who performs miracles. It would really, and I don't know which way the Lord wants us to go with this, but it would really be great if the physicians, whom I have a ton of respect for all of them, would see that, you know, how did Sal get healed? The issue is with my liver right now. I was diagnosed with Klatskin's tumor, which is a very rare type of cancer. There's really no known cure. My number one request is that God would perform a miracle before the surgery date, number one. Number two, if he wants us to go through the surgery, then that the process and the recovery would be accelerated so that I could return to work. But it doesn't hurt to have a fellow brother or sister holding your arms up with you, because there were times that not just myself, but my wife as well, just felt so weak and so worn out. We've been fighting this for about 3 years now, and that, you know, the energy level is not there, but we still have our belief system. We still know about what our God can do, and that he's omnipotent, he's omniscient, he knows every hair on my head. But you need to not go through something alone. I don't know where in the Bible it says that, you know, you're not the only one going through trials. And as a result, we need to share experiences and ask for help. Don't be too prideful to ask for help, to say, hey, can you please lift us up in prayer?
Please rest assured that we are that community that is going to be praying for you. Don't feel that you're by yourselves.
I so much appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen. Driving home that point, Vanessa, was that he's not alone, that this really is the place that you don't have to pray alone.
Yeah.
What a wonderful his spirit during this time.
Yeah.
And so, family, I also want you to know that early this morning, the Lord moved us as a team. You know, we were talking about doing some sort of a Facebook request or something for Sal, because you heard him say that it's December 4th. That's today. So, family, his surgery was today. We are waiting to hear back from Sal. We will keep you posted. But we did get a Facebook Live video up for those of you who follow us at Let's Pray Live on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You may have seen it on Facebook. We prayed for Sal. We prayed for you guys. There were some requests that came in afterwards. We were talking to each other. There's a lot of this community that's been lifting Sal up. So thank you for that. And we're looking forward to updating you as well.
Amen. Yeah. Well, you know, I think we should pray for Sal now.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you. We thank you so much for really, it's Sal not really in the period of testimony, but yet he's giving a testimony of your goodness, and he's declaring his faith in you during this time. Now, we know that he went through surgery at some point today, God, and we're just praying that all went well in the name of Jesus. By your grace, we cannot wait to hear about what you have done through this process for Sal. But Lord, I pray that individuals were ministered to by listening to him give his request and the update of what's going on with him, because in that we found faith, and it was encouraging and it was uplifting to us, God. And so I pray that that has resonated through our community, and I pray that it emboldens someone to have faith for their circumstance, that even though they may even be staring death in the face, God, they know and believe that you can still revive, heal, and deliver. And so we declare you to be that God for Sal right now and for all those who are listening who need that type of, who need you to intervene in that type of way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, friends, you know, there is so much going on. We have a vibrant community on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as we mentioned. We just want to say it one more time. You can find us by searching for Let's Pray Live.
That's right. And we actually have a call season. Right on. And so we're going to head to the phone lines now. And I am not hearing. We have Ruby calling. Ruby. Good to hear from you. Thank you for calling in to Let's Pray. How can we pray or praise with you?
Good evening. I'm just calling for prayer for my daughter.
Okay.
She's having kidney problem, and she's getting worse, and I don't see no way now that she need it. I don't know, but I know the Lord will make a way. So I'm just calling for prayer to strengthen my faith, because I know the Lord can do all things.
That's right. That's right. Ruby, yes. What is your daughter's first name?
Dolores.
Dolores. Okay. Yes. And how long has she had this kidney problem, you say?
She has about maybe 4 years now.
Okay. Is she in full kidney failure, or is, you know, is there a chance to repair some things?
I think it's going in failure.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, we will certainly pray for her. Is she on a list for a replacement at all?
Yes, yes, okay. But it's way down, way down.
Way down. Okay. All right. Yes. Well, I have no idea what God is going to do, but I tell you one thing, Ruby, we can certainly ask the Father to move her up on that list, can't we?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And if our God can raise Lazarus from the dead, if he can cause blind men to see, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And
yes,
so
sir.
We don't know what his will is, but we can certainly ask, because James tells us we have not because we ask not. So we're going to make sure that we ask on your behalf and on your daughter Dolores' behalf as well.
Yes.
Much love to you, Ruby. God bless you.
Yes. God bless you, too.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
So we have an anonymous caller calling in from Jersey. Welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Hi.
Yes.
Ms. Cromwell?
Yes,
is that
dear.
Your name right?
Yeah.
I was the one.
You were writing me today.
Yeah, that reached out to you.
Yes, thank you so much. Thanks for letting us just know what's going on in your life. And we're honored to get to be with you.
Thank you. I'm a delayed reaction kind of person.
Sure.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
I'm going to pray for you right now. Is that okay?
Sure.
Can I pray for you right now?
Yeah.
All right. Let's pray together, family. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Jesus, that we are in this moment with our dear friend. Father, Lord, he is really going through it, Lord. He has been dealing with abuse, Lord, and I know that he's not the only one. Heavenly Father, I know that you are with him. I know that he is seeking you, Father, and you want to be found by him. So, Jesus, I just pray for your mighty hand over his life, Lord, for your love to surround him, your presence, your peace, Father. Lord, you are close to the brokenhearted, Father. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. Father, there is scripture after scripture in your word talking about your love that endures forever, your tender mercies, Father. Jesus, you are somebody who never forces yourself upon us. You are a gentleman with us. You never approach us in an abusive way or any kind of an overly, you don't badger us, you don't abuse us. That is not a reflection of your character. And Jesus, when it seems like everything around us, Father, is not doing good and not loving us the way that we could, we know for a fact, Father, that you do. Lord, when there is chaos, We know that you are a God of order, of love, and of peace, Lord. It says in your word that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And Jesus, I pray that you would bring help to our friend. Lord, that you would give him a community, that you would give him a safe place to speak into, Lord. And we are honored to be a part of that. But Jesus, I'm asking for someone that's right next to him, Lord. Father, for a safe place for him. These things are not easy to talk about. And I think even more so, maybe for men. And Lord, I pray that you would just speak into the place where I could not possibly speak. Lord, you know him, you grew him, you have brought him up, and you have brought him this far. And Lord, we are asking for you to do the same thing. And Jesus, we're praying for the person who has been abusing him as well. Lord, you love this person too. And Father, I just pray for healing for the both of them. If there's a period where they need to be separated, Father, for safety issues, then so be it. But Lord, we're asking for reconciliation and a full return to order and sanity and kindness and love in the name of Jesus. Lord, please be with our friend right now. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anything else that we can do right now?
No.
There are resources that we can attach you with, that we can give to you. Would you like some?
Yeah. I guess, you know, actually, I have a, this might sound kind of like not related, but actually it is very related.
Mm-hmm.
I had some worship time with God and in the morning, just, you know, out of, you know, normally my kids, they go to school and they're out by 7 and I go back to bed. But earlier the 1 week, that it happened, as far as,
the most recent
probably
time
to wake up again.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I, you know, not the abuse. That was a bit ago.
Okay.
But just wake up and have worship. And then next thing you know, about 2 days ago, a day or two after that, I was compelled to just go to church. And I went to church, and I parked, and I reached out to a person who was a gospel, the PR person for a gospel singer.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked if she could do a song, if she could write a song for abused people.
Yes.
And I was crying my head off.
Yeah.
And the PR person, I mean, the response was so quick. It was insane. She replied so quickly to that email. It it blows me away.
Yeah.
C.C. Winans is my favorite gospel.
Praise God.
Singer.
Praise God that they heard you and they responded. Amen.
Yeah, yeah. And pray that she writes that song.
You know, I pray that you feel supported, and that the Lord has used multiple scenarios to help you to know that people hear you and that people see you. But most importantly, Jesus does.
Yeah.
I hope you can really, truly
very
hear
much
that. And I'm grateful that you're reaching out and that you're talking. I really believe that is going to be one of the most positive things that you can do, is to not stay alone in this and to continue to talk. So if you wouldn't mind staying on the line for just a quick second, we have some folks who could, if you would like to, just chat with them for a second, see if we can get you connected to something that might be beneficial. You could use it or not use it. That's up to you. But our desire is that you feel supported and loved. All right.
Sure, thank you.
Excellent. Please give us
God
a call back.
You. I will. And I felt when I went to listen to Let's Pray, and I saw you pray for someone else, I felt compelled to try and reach out to you, and I to thank God for that.
Praise God. Do you know that when you and I were communicating, we were meeting as a team together? We prayed for you, and my phone died. So I was able to send a message back to you to let you know that we were going to pray for you as a team, and my phone died in that moment. I thought, Jesus, you know what you're doing. Praise God.
Yeah.
So we're grateful to hear
thank
from you.
You.
Keep Stay in touch with
it.
Us.
And God bless you, Mario. I love you.
Yeah, we love you.
Too,
we love
brother.
You. Praise God.
Really.
Amen.
Alrighty.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All
we're
right.
Go to Perry. We have Perry calling on the line. How can we pray or praise with you?
Yes. How you doing?
Hey.
Doing well, my brother. How
Welcome
are you?
Welcome back.
Well, I have some And I had to call my brother and my sister-in-law over to my house.
That's right. I remember that.
And I found out that when my mom was carrying me, I was born in 65. And had some eye issues. I'm blind in my right eye.
So hang on one second. We have a slight amount of technical difficulty. Perry, if okay. you could continue to speak, please, because we can hear you, but we're going to give them just a second to check on Mario's mic. But I apologize for interrupting you. Would you mind continuing? Thank you so much.
Okay, sure. And so what basically happened was she told me that she did not want me as a child when I was born.
Oh.
That she hated that she got pregnant with me.
I'm so sorry. That's
I had felt something over the years containing this. But I wasn't sure if I was, you know, hearing it correctly or felt something, you know, if it was just me.
Right, right.
But when she confirmed this, my brother had the other family members on speakerphone, which I didn't know and she didn't know. Oh. And when they heard this, it was devastating. And I've just been grappling with this. Why would she feel this way? I'm the youngest of seven, actually the youngest of nine.
I can only imagine what other things must have been going on in her life for her to feel that way during that time.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she had gone through some things herself and her family. It was 12 of them at all, and her sisters, you know, had did some things to her that was not right, and she was scared to tell, you know, her mom and dad because she was threatened by her own family.
Yeah.
And so, with that said,
does it make it any less painful for you to hear something like that, though? Does it?
Yeah, it wasn't. Well, it wasn't surprising, but it was still a shock to hear her say it.
Yeah.
And when she said it, she meant it. Because my brother asked her, he said, Mom, you don't mean that? And she said, yes, I do. And I got so upset with other things that happened in my life that I just began to hit the wall. I hit my wall. I was in the den, and I just hit my wall in frustration three times and almost put a hole through the wall. And I said, I have to go. I have to go outside.
That's a lot of emotion to hear something like that.
Yeah, but outside, and I just paced up and down in the street, literally in the street, just crying out to God.
So, Perry, since that moment, how's your heart now? You're just kind of in the thick of it still, or you're grappling with it still? Has there been
I'm still grappling with it, yeah.
Has there been anything from her?
Talked about this. Yeah, the whole family's talked about it. And I'm trying to get some counseling with this.
Thank you.
I'm trying to seek a counselor, and I've been trying to find some people, but it's kind of hard right now. I'm not sure why, but like I'm going through other things.
God's got you, though. God has got you. That's one thing I can say with absolute confidence in this moment, that if you're running into any kind of difficulty or whatever, he might be kind of harnessing you to just be with him for a moment. I don't know. I can't presume to know the Lord's will for you, but he's got you covered, Perry. And my heart just breaks.
Well, you are not
alone in this. There's a lot of.
Yeah.
I speak from experience within my own family, and not to delve on my own family because I love them. But there is generation after generation of people, and I think a lot of us can relate to this, where there's hurt causing hurt. And when it comes down to it, they're doing the best they can, but it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt any less for us that are going through it or having these realizations, even in our adult life. I mean, that's a blow.
Yep. Yeah.
That is a blow to hear. I'm so sorry. Mario.
Just one more quick thing.
Please.
If you would, I'm just praying for a virtuous and godly wife.
Amen, Perry. We've got you for that.
I'm staying pure for my wife. I'll be 55. Actually, 55 in February.
All right, Perry, we've
got
you covered.
Just asking God.
We've got you
love
covered.
Love you guys.
Yeah, you know, we love you. We're going to continue to pray. I'm going to take all these requests again, and I'm going to be praying over them throughout the week. I know that Mario is faithful in prayer for this community as well. Perry, we hear you, and we love you. I'm so sorry to hear this.
Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thanks for sharing your life with us.
Before we pray, Susan, I just want to speak to you 1 second, Perry. I want to say oftentimes when you're on the brink of going to the next level, when God's trying to deliver you, when you're on the brink of a breakthrough, the process of obtaining that becomes very difficult. The enemy would love to see you shackled and bound by your circumstance. And so it's going to be harder to find a therapist because he knows that on the other side of that is breakthrough freedom. And deliverance and an entire new life. So I encourage you not to give up. I encourage you to press forward even harder. Always listen to the Holy Spirit and the direction he's taking you in. But do not give up because your deliverance is right there on the brink. So we love you, man. God bless you, okay?
I've been thinking about your family too, man. Mm-hmm.
Praise God, man. Thank you so much. We need
it. All right.
Thank you.
All right, man. Amen. I'll stay in touch.
All right.
Thank you. It's good to hear his voice again this week.
Amen.
Amen. Love this family.
I know we have prayer requests to pray for. I just want to reach out to Tiffany. I know that you are on the line. If for some reason you were disconnected or had to go, we know you by name and God knows your circumstance. So we're going to lift you up as well.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's pray together, shall we?
Sure.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to once again pray on behalf of this community, Lord. We are in a way, just throwing our arms around each other and turning our hearts towards you, Jesus. And we thank you for the opportunity to just be in your presence. Lord, I want to lift up the anonymous request that came in one last moment, Father. Thank you so much for the courage that it took to reach out, Father. And we thank you that this person is seeing and receiving some support from the places that he's looking into, Jesus. And Lord, I pray that he would continue to go to church and continue to seek counsel, Father, and continue to be supported by his siblings, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that this really is the place where you don't have to pray alone. It's not just something we say, Lord. Your intention is that people would know that you love them, Father. It's not even about whether we love them or not, Jesus. Your love is enough. And it's only by your power and by your grace, Jesus, we thank you. And Lord, just Perry, Father, please be with the heart that he is, his heart and the way that he's carrying and what he is carrying right now, Father. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we lift up Tiffany and you know her request. She has made her request known. And so, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would hear and answer according to your will. Lord, I pray for courage. I pray for peace. I pray for comfort as she waits on you to deliver. And may she be like Mary, submitted to your will. And let that be recorded in heaven's books, that Tiffany is submitted to your will, Lord, and open the doors of blessings for her, God, because she needs them right now. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So, Perry, we just know that we're going to continue to be praying with you and for our anonymous friends and all these other amazing requests that we've received. I say amazing because it really takes a lot to get on and to come live and to share your heart and your family and what's going on with you.
That's right.
So praise God for that. Our Facebook Live family, you guys, you can connect with us by searching for us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Let's Pray Live. And we have a vibrant online community. Amen. Amen. I want to say hi to Nadunda. Watching from Zambia to Karis. We haven't seen your name for a while, Karis, from Jamaica to Nicola from Guyana and our friend Joy in the Philippines. You guys, Aston is asking for prayer for their family. Mago or Mago is asking for prayer for her husband and for his work. Glenna says her daughter is in the hospital awaiting surgery. So we definitely want to be lifting her up. She's in the midst of it, kind of like Sal in his request while he was talking to us. Lyra, our friend Lyra and her friend Robin, she wants us to pray for her friend Robin and her family to accept Christ. That's a good request. Amen. Carlene has a praise report that her brother is doing much better. from a stroke 2 months ago. Carlene, we're grateful to hear that, and we're glad to hear from you again. TJ says, prayer for safe surgery, December 13th. I will be writing that down. And you know what? I want to mention this real quick. We have somebody that we've spoken to recently. His name's Rudy. I know that he's not the only one who does this. He says, you know, I take every name that you guys mention and I write it down and I pray over it, and I'm agreeing with you guys in prayer when you pray. Praise God.
Yeah.
It's such an amazing community, and I really believe that it's the Spirit of the Lord moving upon you guys to do those things and to be faithful in that way. So on that note, December 13th is going to be the surgery for TJ. Patricia, we see your request. Gabriel's mom's health, Joy. Praise report, 158 baptisms last weekend.
Amen.
In a celebration in Leyte in the Philippines. Victims of a typhoon in Tizoy. And Janet is asking for a prayer for her cousin Arlene. Debbie and Debbie Finley and their family, for Nadunda to get healing, and for Michael. Michael's asking for an unspoken request. So hello from all over the globe. We love you. We see these requests. We're going to be lifting them up in just a sec.
Amen. I think we have a call from Diane coming in. Diane, how can we pray a praise with you?
Yes, I want you to pray for my niece. She's been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and they're saying that it's like metastasizing. It's all over her body, but I'm still believing in God for a miracle.
Amen. What is your niece's name, Diane?
Chawanda.
Chawanda?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And stage 4 lung cancer, is that?
Yes.
Okay. Very sorry to hear this, and hearing that it's your niece, I'm assuming she's rather young. No one should ever have to go through cancer, regardless of the age, but just very sorry to hear that. Please tell your niece that we give our regards to her, and we are certainly going to lift her up, and that she has people around the world, people like Rudy, who is going to take her name, Chawanda, down and pray for her throughout this week. So may she be encouraged in Jesus' name, and may the prayer of faith heal the sick.
Thank you so much.
All right. Amen.
Amen. So I'll go ahead and pray over these Facebook Live requests.
All right.
And you can pray for your phone call that you just...
Sure.
All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for our friends from Zambia and Jamaica and Guyana and the Philippines. And Lord, I know that it's just a small slice of how beautiful heaven will be when we are all together.
Yes.
Jesus, thank you for each one of us across the globe and for this praying community. Father, we're praying for Aston, for Mago, for Glenna, for Lyra, for Carlene, for TJ, for Patricia and Gabriel and Joy and all those baptisms, Lord. For the victims of the typhoon, for Janet and Arlene and Debbie and her family and Nadunda and Michael, Jesus. Lord, there are so many requests that are coming through. And Lord, I'm so grateful that that the responsibility truly is on your shoulders, Lord, that you are the one who saves. You are the one who heals. You are the one who made. And Father, we worship you for who you are more than anything that you will do. But Jesus, we are asking you to be a God who does in this moment as well. And so, Father, we're thanking you in advance for the way that you are working out each one of these requests for healing, for families, for surgeries. Father, for victims, Lord, for health, for baptisms, and Lord, the way that we're praying that you would bless and keep them in this early stage, Father. Lord, there are so many different requests here, Jesus, but you know each one of them intimately. Lord, you smile at us, you incline your ear and you hear us. You know before we even type or write or speak, Father, what our heart yearns for. And so, Jesus, I thank you that you are so faithful and that we believe that you are faithful in these requests as well. And we praise you for that. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Lord, we continue with Diane, who called in for her niece, Chawanda, who is battling stage 4 lung cancer. Lord, many know that is, a very crucial period of time in cancer. But Lord, I pray and we pray in the name of Jesus that you have the final say. And Diane is confident that as long as you have the final say, all things will be well and all things will work together. We are not afraid to ask that you heal this young lady in the name of Jesus, God, that you pick her up off her bed of affliction, and that you give a testimony in due season to a world that may be turning its back on you, that they may see the glory of God through her life. But Lord, like Mary, we submit to your will, and we say your will be done. And so let it be so, and either way, may you get the glory, but we are not afraid to ask for what we want. Thank you for hearing and answering this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Well, friends, we have some encouragement to hold on to as we come to a close today. The promise of the day is found in Job chapter 22, verse 21, and it says, "Submit to God," we've been talking about that, "and be at peace with him. In this way, prosperity will come to you." Mm-hmm. This is a tough topic season because we see Mary's in submission, but many of us are in our circumstances, and it's hard to just say, "I submit."
Yeah.
But we see the promise in Job 22:21. Listen, if we submit to God's will, prosperity will come to us.
Yes.
And our idea of prosperity may be different from God's, mm-hmm. but it is a promise that we will have prosperity nonetheless.
I like that little portion where it says, "and be at peace with him."
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest with you, I'm a fighter. I'm a wrestler. I'm a little bit of a Jacob. There are circumstances in our lives, both of us, who are like, "What?
Yeah.
What?
Right.
Father." You know? And it's hard to have that immediate response the way Mary does.
Yeah.
But praise God for her example. And I believe that it's Jesus Christ in her, not Mary in and of herself.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And so I'm just thankful for that example and for the fact that she was facing hardship and she had a good response. And I pray that the Lord, and I'm thankful that the Lord loves us while we're in process until we have that response. Amen.
That's right. Amen. That's right. And we did a lot of praying today, Season. And that's what we're here for. And it blesses my soul that we've had the opportunity to minister to and with so many today.
Praise God.
Yeah. Well, we are coming at a close to our program today, but we want to just have a word of prayer. Father God, we pray that you'll bless us, bless everyone here and the time that we've had, God. We love you, and we ask that you watch over our community in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for being with us today. We hope you'll join us again next week for more prayer and praise. And remember to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live, and pray for your fellow community members as well.
We'll see you next week on Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. God bless.
See ya.